This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, what's up, everybody? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast, where I'm answering your jazz and music questions 5 days a week to help you become a better jazz musician and to have more fun than ever playing music. That is the ultimate goal. That's what we're all going for here. So we have a great question today. This question comes from Ala Londes. Let's listen to it.
Hi, Brent. We know that we need to practice licks, vocabulary patterns in all 12 keys. How do you recommend that we actually remember these patterns in the future so that it stays in our memory for later usage?
Great question. Thank you for asking that. So this is one of those really common questions that comes up a lot, is this idea of how do I recall this musical information I'm learning, right? As Allah said, like when we're trying to play jazz, a big recommendation is learning solos by ear, learning licks by ear, and even went as far as to say in all 12 keys, which is a great thing to do as well. And this desire that when you get out onto the bandstand and start actually playing, that these licks would come out. And sometimes a lot of us are met with a disappointing reality that that's not what's happening, right? You're kind of going to things that are familiar to you, patterns that are familiar to you, things that you're already used to and not those new jazz licks that you've learned, right? So how do we solve this issue? How do we not forget jazz licks that we've learned? And here's the answer that I don't want this to be a disappointing answer to anyone, but I want you to understand this really clearly. The goal is not to remember all of the jazz licks that you've learned. That's just not the goal, right? When we're learning jazz language, our primary focus is not to be like, hey, I remember this Chet Baker line forevermore, right? It's not to say, oh, I learned this John Coltrane line over 251. Thank goodness I can log this into my computer brain and then it's going to automatically spit out, you know, and start playing this. Well, until like, you know, they put an AI chip inside of our brain, that's probably not going to happen, right? So what is the goal then, right? Because I understand for some of us, this might be a disappointing answer. Like, what's the point of doing this? What's the point of learning licks and language if it's not meant to be memorized? Well, it's not meant to be memorized for the long term. Let's go back to what I said earlier. The reality is a lot of us are disappointed when we play the same things we've always been playing over and over again. But we have to ask ourselves the question, why are we playing those things over and over and over again? For example, there is this bass player that once talked to me and said, hey, Brent, every single time I start my solo, I start with like one of five premeditated licks every single time. How do I stop doing that? Right. And my answer was just consciously decide I'm not going to play one of those five licks, right? But the reason that he wanted to do that is because it was comfortable. And it's also because those are things that he's internalized, right? When a lot of us go like, I keep playing the same pentatonic ideas over top of this blues and I'm not playing the chord changes. Well, the reason you're doing that is because at one point you learned a pentatonic scale or something and you felt comfortable with that over top of the blues. Like you internalized that. Right. But before you learn that pentatonic idea or that scale or whatever happens to be that you resort to, you have to remember that that itself was not natural to you. Right. And the way you would improvise with that scale was not natural to you. So it was only until it became natural did you start feeling the freedom to play around with, again, I'm using the pentatonic scale as just a concept here, but using that scale just to actually improvise and play something that felt natural and organic to you. But it's the same thing when we learn language and licks and ideas. It's like, how do we get that to start feeling natural too? The goal isn't to copy and paste. The goal is to absorb that information, internalize the information the best we can, and then get that to slowly over time start to come out in our solos by extracting the concepts that you are finding when you're working through this stuff, or the patterns or the muscle memory that's starting to kick in when you work through this stuff. So let's just quickly go over, how do we actually do that? So again, the difference is, I don't want to teach you necessarily how to not forget the jazz licks that you've learned. I want to teach you how to get those licks to come out in your solos, right? And for those of you who are Inner Circle members, by the way, we outline some of the processes I'm about to talk about in a course called Bridging the Gap to Jazz Improv 101 that's available to you in your membership. So if you happen to be an Inner Circle member, definitely check that one out, because that's going to be a lot of help. The process goes like this, though. And I've talked about this in a podcast episode a few weeks back, so this might be a review for some of you, but first, we learn the lick, right? Now, what are some things we can do to learn the lick to properly internalize it? One, we can learn it by ear, right? Learning it by ear is going to help you internalize it a lot better than reading it off of sheet music, guarantee you. So go through that process, even if it's hard for you, even if you're new to it, even if it takes you a long time, the effort will be worth it. You got to believe me on that. Two, you can do the common practice of taking it through all 12 keys, right? That's always a good idea. Three, you can repeat it often. Four, you can play it over different musical contexts intentionally, right? So let's just say you improvise through a song and you learn a 2-5-1 lick. Well, every time you come across that 2-5-1, you intentionally play that lick. That's not how you want to improvise in the end. It's just, what you're doing is you're trying to ingrain that lick inside of you so that playing it over different musical environments, if you will, becomes more natural. So that's one, that's learning the lick and trying to internalize the lick. Two, where of course you will memorize it in the short term, but the idea isn't that, you know, even 6 months later, you'll still remember it. Maybe you will, but that's not really the goal. Okay, so the second thing you're going to do is you're going to recompose that lick. So that's just taking that lick and altering it just a little bit. It's still the same lick, but you're changing it a little bit. So you're starting to turn it into something that is yours uniquely, right? We're starting to adopt some of this stuff for ourselves. The third step is you're going to compose your own lick. Okay, so that's you composing your own 2-5-1 lick, right? It's your own idea. You're thinking about it from scratch. However, you're also using the original lick that you learned, and you're regurgitating some of those ideas, or you're adopting some of those ideas. Maybe it's an altered idea. Maybe it's the way they play their arpeggio. Maybe it's the way that it played in a certain register. Whatever happens to be, your composition, your composed lick is influenced by that lick. And when I say composed, I don't mean written down, notated. I just mean, you know, created on the spot and memorized yourself. And by the way, with all of these, with the recomposition, with the composition, you can do as many recompositions as you want. You can do as many compositions as you want. I am just saying do it one different time, but you can do it 5-10 different times if you want to. You can also apply the same concepts when you learn the lick. You can take it in different keys, right? You can, again, work on, learn it and compose it by ear. You can apply that to musical context, right? You can do all the same stuff. Then finally, what you're going to do is you're going to improvise. That's the last step. And so you might loop just a 2-5-1 where you learn the lick over, and you improvise over that. But while you're improvising, you're thinking about the lick that you've learned, the one you recomposed, and the composition that you did, and you're experimenting, and you're really purposefully trying to play something different than what you always do, and you're trying to allow the language that you've learned come out in some sort of way. It doesn't mean that you're going to play the lick exactly the way you learned it, or your composition the exactly way you played it. It's about you trying to adopt this language so that you can say it yourself in a musical context. right? So that's really what I would prefer you do. Instead of focusing so much on not forgetting the licks, it's how do we get those licks to be our own is really the best thing to do when it comes to playing jazz, right? So that's all for today's episode. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. Remember that a lot of practice time isn't near as good as just a little bit of really good practice time. And of course, as always, remember to subscribe to the podcast if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Just take a second really quick, right? Like if you're on one of those apps, just subscribe to the show, follow the show. Don't want you to miss out on any episodes. As always, feel free to share this with a friend on social media or through email or however you would like. Helps them out and helps me out too. Thank you so much. And we'll see you tomorrow in another episode. Until then, happy practicing and cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask or find the link in today's show notes.